Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 5, Spirit-empowered witnessing. Wednesday. The Holy Spirit, the Word, and witnessing. Stephen was killed, but someone watched the stoning of Stephen. A member of the Sanhedrin, this council in Jerusalem. And Saul could not get out the scene of his brain. It was there, engraved. And when he was on his way to Damascus, in a vision, he saw Jesus, who asked him, "Why do you persecute me? Why?" And Saul changed to Paul. In 3 days, from a persecutor to a follower. And then he moved on from place to place. On this map here of Africa, we see the area of the Mediterranean Sea as well. And Paul moved on, and the area of the state of Turkey nowadays was conquered by the Christendom because of the Apostle Paul. And we hear when he was in Antioch, in this area in the middle, in the center of Galatia, nowadays Turkey, he went straight to the synagogue of the Jews. That was his strategy. Speaking there on Sabbath. He was invited as a high educated person from abroad. Would you be so friendly to speak to us? We would like to hear you. He answered. And he liked to speak, to preach, and he preached about the Messiah. And in the end, at the end of his sermon, the bomb exploded, and the Messiah has already come, and our leaders have crucified him. Oh no. What now? And reaction? And that's interesting. Because of this sermon, what happened on the next Sabbath? In Acts 13, verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. This is a sentence, isn't it? The next Sabbath came almost the whole city together. So there's a Jewish synagogue. I'm sure there weren't enough seats. They had to move to the outside. Open air meeting. And it would be just normal to read that the Jews were just happy. Never before so many people flocking to the synagogue together. But what do we read? But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they shouted hallelujah? No. When they saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy. Huh? Is there a synagogue? The whole city comes together around the synagogue. Hallelujah! No, they were filled with envy. Why so? When they had preached, only the Jews had assembled. And now comes this stranger, and the whole city comes together. But Paul said, then, if you do not want to hear the words of Jesus anymore, because they spoke against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming, disturbing the whole meeting. And Paul said, okay, then let's go on to the Gentiles. And when the Gentiles heard it, they were glad, and they glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Miracles happened.